Hello. Today is January 13th, and we have cards for the 13th and 14th of January 2022. And they are the Hanged Man, the Nine of Swords, and the Tower in the Reverse. Fear of change. This is a deep dive, my friends. So deep, I'm going to start by sharing this link, which came up when I Googled physical symptoms of spiritual ascension, as I've been hearing a lot about it lately. Apparently, that's what we're going through. https://www.mindbodygreen.com/articles/spiritual-awakening. Very interesting. There are quite a few, actually, that are very interesting, but that one's pretty good. Today's card is that of the insomniac, the Nine of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius. Traditionally, we see a human sitting up in bed in the middle of the night, unable to sleep. We can see that he or she is comfortable enough alone in a big, beautiful bed under a beautiful quilt. There is much written about each and every strange and colorful symbol or image on each individual square that make up this beautiful item, casually thrown to the foot of the bed by the thrashing, tortured sleeper who is not sleeping. Morgan Greer version of this burning card is a fiery tomato red with only silhouettes of tall fir trees in the background. We see two hands clutched in agony, unable to break the brown, rough ropes that bind them. My hands are tied always comes to mind when I see this card, as worrying and agonizing over things we can do nothing about is downright bad for our health, mental and physical. There is an otherworldly aspect to the Hanged Man, Neptune in Pisces, number 12 of the major arcana, in fact, represents earthbound entities, and since they like to visit at night, you can also explore the 3 a.m. wake-up phenomenon and the potential of those wee hours, or at least, like the Hanged Man, who hung himself upside down from a tree high above the fray in order to detach and see things from another point of view. We can receive solutions, messages, and creative ideas, all trying to come to us in those hours. The Tower, number 16 in the upright, is forces beyond our control. In the upright, we lose everything. Lightning strikes the stone tower, usually topped with a garish, surreal, oversized crown that crashes to the ground. We see two people who we're sure felt quite safe in their tower being thrown out of the window or jumping to escape the hot orange flames. More flammable Mars energy. Every kind of natural disaster is represented by the Tower. It's probably the worst thing we can imagine, which is why we shouldn't be imagining it. This dreaded card is in the future position, and in the reverse may not happen at all unless we worry it into being. You could have dreams that may disturb you, but are in fact warnings. Woke. Just in time.